In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, a certain number of weeks ago, I have watched a video on YouTube on a religious topic. It was about a female monastery in a country in Europe. And there was a report made by a journalist, and he has focused his interview on only one topic. He has heard that these sisters would do a natural agriculture there. They would not use chemistry for their plants and for their trees. And so the interview was made, and the sisters, they have reported about how they treat the plants, and this is all natural. So the sisters, they are making different products by the fruits and the herbs, and so they do live from that. And the name of the video was The Sisters of the Earth. On this topic was focused the entire interview, the entire video. But the sisters, they did explain, yes, this is for us important. But nevertheless, we have come to the monastery because of God's calling. We have heard God's voice to follow Jesus. And this is our main reason why we are here. But the journalist did not want to discuss about this topic. He was completely disinterested on that and focused only on one main question: how you treat your plants and herbs and trees. When I was watching this video, I understood that this is pretty typical for our society today. We live in the society where all is more or less horizontal, on earth, earthly spirit, and there is no vertical opening of the people for the higher world, for morals, for the eternal truth. The people, they do simply ignore that there's existing the third dimension, let us call it by this name. The soul of the people, of us, is created. We are created with being opened for the eternal truth, for God, finally, because we can distinguish between good and bad in moral regards. But this is typical for the world today. Many people, our society is like, possibly I would like to use the word castrated spiritually. And then we do make many mistakes because we do not respect our entire being as creation of God. And then we produce stupid stuff because of ignoring the higher, the third, the vertical dimension of human life. So we need to understand what is the sense, what is the meaning of my life, and what is the aim at, what is the origin of our life. These are very essential questions. But when people ignore this or grow up without being instructed to pay attention, then the people, they lose many in their life. because they are then like chicken. When you beheat them, they do run a while without the head. And sometimes I have the impression this is our society. And then we are creating, we see today, unfortunately, with a very deep sadness, which evils we human beings are creating. Just we know what is going on, what is happening with regard to the movie, the newest movie of Jim Caviezel in the USA, in some other countries. The officials, they do want to avoid people come in touch with the truth there. And we can imagine why. Or only few days ago, I have heard a report about a show was made in Austria, either in the theater of Salzburg or in the theater of Vienna. And I have watched a short video about excerpts from this show. There were people on the scenery and many babies lying on the earth there on the desk. And then people were on the table and the food was presented in a dish. And when the covering was opened, you could see a little baby there on the dish. And you want the impression the people are here to eat this baby. This is anti-natural. This is against all what is holy for us. On the natural level of human beings, babies, children are the holiest we have. And our society, we know, has the recent tendency to decriminalize the misuse of children. And this is so horrible, but this is only possible because our society more than the so-called elite bandits, they have lost the common sense of what is basic morals, what are basic morals. And then such things can happen. And of course, every one of you is able to complete this list with horrible things. And we can sometimes only shake the hand and can say, God have mercy on us. But there is a really existing a deep connection between the lost of the basics in moral things because of losing God, giving up God and his holy commandments, and then the disaster what we do experience and witness today. And analyzing, discussing about our societies today, I use often this picture. We know the law in physics, the law of inertia. Every physical body has the power of inertia. And you need time before something is moving comes to stop. A car, a train, for instance, a lorry. And the heavier the physical body is, the longer way it needs to come to stop. And so I have the impression, and I'm sure you will agree, in the generations before us, in our societies, in our countries, in spite of all the sins were committed and crimes and so on, immoral things, nevertheless, the people have collected a good sort of morals and of basic understandings. What is holy and has not to be touched, and what is a sin? Do never trespass the red lines, for instance. But I have the impression that when the positive power becomes weaker, and who would contradict to this fact, especially since the liberalism has been accepted in the Novus Ordo Church, in the conciliar sect, especially since the true sacrifice of the Holy Mass is not more celebrated there, since all the errors are celebrated by the Novus Ordo clergy, and today I have seen again the so-called Mr. Pope, Jorge Bergoglio, has met the boss of the WHO organization, which is more or less a criminal group. And he expressed again his appreciation and so on. Since all that, there's no more positive engine giving the train, the good train, energy and the power. And on the other hand, people with all their breaks in moral regards are losing the basics, and then with every generation it goes lost more and more. And today we have certain rests of what the previous generations have collected and inherited to us. And we come more and more in different questions to a lowest point where nothing more is here present in our society. And this is a big disaster. And then you can preview that very evil things can happen in our societies, in our countries. And people are interested and are have access to alternative news channels, they sources, they know what we are confronted with, obviously, in a very next future, the Agenda 2030, and so on and so on, the new transformation of all. This is more or less also an attack against God's creation, and so against God himself, against his holiness and his power. And this is horrible. And when we analyze this, we must not come into desperation. We must not come into temptation to think it doesn't make sense. No, the more now. What is important? And the wonderful feast of Transfiguration of Jesus Christ today is giving us good ideas and good input. So we read in the Holy Gospel that Jesus has taken Peter, James, and his brother John, and they went up a high mountain by themselves and was transfigured before them. And his face shone as the sun, and his garment became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias, talking together with him. And Peter addressed Jesus, saying, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us set up three tents here, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." And we see here Peter has for on him it has made such a big influence. And in the lecture of the present feast, the two-day feast, we read in his second letter and epistle where he has mentioned, what I'm sharing with you are not fairy tales or human stories. We were witnesses of the transfiguration of our Lord. It has made a deep and strong stamp in his soul, and he knew what about he's speaking. What I want to say is, we cannot ask God give us such apparition. Let us also see you transfigured. But we can ask, oh dear Lord, show us your face on the other level, on the spiritual level, when we do pray, when we do fight, when we do fulfill God's will according to his commandments, then we can beg God, do show your face to me. Possibly I have not yet understood sufficiently who you are. With a deep desire, I ask you, intensively in my prayers, do knock on the door of my soul, and I want to open for you and to become aware how good it is to be with you. And when we progress in that, learning Jesus Christ, the Divine Savior, more and more, then he will leave traces of him, of his presence in our soul, and he will stay in our soul, and then we are strengthened and we can resist all the evil influences around us in the society. Then we will not participate on that, but we can by this way do a good job, a good thing for the society, for other people. We give a little bit more push to the train of the Church of God in our society. Then the good goodness will appear more and more. And when we are filled with this good spirit, then we can influence, hopefully positively, also other people are in the temptation, are under the influence of desperation, depression. And then possibly we can, for one or for another one, be the light and show them the face of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ, and be showing them the true God, who he is, and that he is loving us, but expecting we are doing his holy will. And then we are as those sisters who have experienced the voice of Jesus Christ to follow in a convent, and everyone will receive the impulses to do to serve God on that place we are called for, in a family, as father, as mother, as a child, in this or in that profession, and so on and so on. God will show us his will, where I can best serve him. And then devoting ourselves, we will make a little bit the experience Peter, James, and John have done, the apostles, when they saw Jesus talking with Moses and Elias, representatives of the law and the prophets of the Old Testament, where Jesus has shown he is the fulfillment of the prophecies and promises in the Old Testament were prefigured, and in him all finds his sense. And then we can carry and transport the light of God into this dark and often enough evil society, but nevertheless the world is in big need of such people who are convinced and who have no fear to witness Jesus, to confess him. And then we will be strengthened more and more, and we will be also able, when we do pray, when we do genuflect in front of Jesus, or especially the Holy Sacrament, that we say then too, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let me stay in your presence my entire life. Let me always witness you, and let me love you here and in all eternity. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.